his way. Help his way.
Hey, guy.
What is this about?
Well, the thing is that you must be born again according to Jesus. See, life comes by having a person of Jesus Christ in you. But if you don't have Jesus Christ in you, when you die, you go to the lake of fire. Now, what does it mean to have Christ in you? He's a spirit. And if you've broken God's laws, you've lied, I've lied, we've all broken God's laws. And we deserve judgment. We deserve the lake of fire. God doesn't have to save anybody. He wouldn't have to take anybody to heaven. He could let the whole, when Adam sinned, he could have walked away from the whole bunch. Let us all burn in hell. And basically what's happened right now is that God, the Spirit of God's not working on anybody because they're too being entertained. They got music in their hearts. They got sports and all kinds of things are replacing any thought to heaven. People won't have anything to do with God anymore.
Now, where do y'all go to church at?
We're up in Millington. You know where Millington is?
Tennessee?
Which is about 10 miles north of Memphis.
What's the name of the church?
New Hope Baptist Church.
I go to Gilman Oaks Church of Christ.
Where?
On Goodman Road.
Yeah, on Goodman Road, okay.
It's about 2 miles past.
Yeah. Eastern. Now, you don't believe what the Roman Catholic or what the Church of Christ teaches, do you?
What part of it?
Well, they teach that baptism is essential for salvation. So by you getting put under the water, that is essential. But you see, you don't believe that because why would something physical give you something spiritual?
Well, we believe that because 1 Peter 3:21, when it says this water symbolizes baptism and salvation.
It symbolizes it. It's a figure, right?
Okay, I don't. We don't believe it's just baptism. We believe you got to do all of it. You got to be baptized. You got to accept Jesus Christ.
Right.
We don't want to
live that's why you don't know for certain that heaven is your home, because you don't know that you'll ever achieve all the things that it's necessary for you to do. But you see, you can trust those rules and orders like sacraments or morals, but if you trust those things, Jesus never comes into you to give you his baptism. See, it was Jesus that there's one that will come after me, John said, who I'm not worthy to loose the shoe, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, so, see, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And what that means is that the Holy Ghost immerses you into God. He comes into you, and he totally puts you into him. Now, as long as you think you've got to do something, as long as you think you've got to be a good person or live a certain way, and then you don't know that you'll ever really achieve all that good way to live, Jesus never comes into you. And he never baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. See? Now that's why you don't know right now that when you die you'll go to heaven. But you can know. Okay, you can know. And if you want to talk about it, there's a lot of, I'll discuss it with you when you got some time to talk about it. Okay?
Or will you reject him?